The number one podcast for black millennials, baby. You got it locked into the Culture Caviar Podcast. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. And now it's time to tune in with your host, OT. OT. OT.
What's good, fellas? What's up, queens? This is your host, OT, and I am back with another episode of Goodfellaism from the Culture Caviar Podcast. And I just want to go ahead and dive right into the bullshit tonight, y'all. So up on the caviar plate, we have gender roles. A lot of buzz was, been getting a lot of buzz and a lot of feedback, a lot of motion and commotion on my IG stories right now. You know, I asked the question earlier, what are some things that men feel only women should do? What are some things that that women feel only men should do? And then I asked a question about what are some things that you guys feel that both parties should be able to do? Well, first, I want to kind of unpack gender roles as a whole. So in my opinion, and this is straight off the dome, I haven't Googled and researched anything, so don't worry about fucking fact checking me. So in my head, the idea of gender roles came from a very, you know, old tradition, an old, you know, those old ancient vintage times, I like to say. You know, the man is the provider. He builds the home. He takes care of all of the outside and all of these things. He's the breadwinner. And the women, they just stay inside. They raise children, clean the house, gather fruits, that kind of shit, right? Well, this is the 21st century. Yes, I am correct on that. This is the 21st century. So a lot of those old ways, that old archaic state of mind is not around now. It's not around. So to start, let me just give my opinion on the gender roles as a whole. I think they're stupid. At my big age of 24, I don't fuck with gender roles. I feel like you're limiting yourself to a mindset that was pushed upon you by an agenda of the majority. That sounded really woke right there too, might I add. So I feel like gender roles is something that is in place to limit our capabilities as a whole. You know, having men confined to one box to where we have a set limited amount of movement with ourselves, you know. And when I'm framing it like that, it sounds like shit, we're in prison. And in a way it is. You can be confined by your gender roles. You can feel weighed down by the roles that society wants you to play because you are a man, because you're a woman. For example, a lot of men struggle with emotional constance and emotional cognizance and vulnerability. It takes forever for us to finally open up about something. And even then, we push it to the side. We don't truly unpack things. We don't truly process things. Well, from an early ass age, boys and young men are taught, don't cry. If you cry, don't cry in front of people. Or you got to be hard, or you don't need to share your emotions or be vulnerable to people. And it makes up for a lot of men out here in the society today that don't know how to compartmentalize things, don't know how to unpack things, don't know how to process some of the issues and things that they go through. So you just have these people that are just randomly angry and don't even fucking know why. Well, it's because we're conditioned to not be vulnerable. We're conditioned to think with our brains first and not let our emotions get the best of us. That's hard. That's tough. That's difficult because we are living in a society where you're kind of encouraged to do those things. You're encouraged to face those issues head on, unpack that trauma, process some of the bullshit that you're going through and try to overcome that and come out on the other side of that healthily, you know, in a healthy way. We're pushing for that now, and we're trying to undo years of biological chemical differences here, and we're trying to undo a lot of physical traditions that have been pushed on us and stuff. I really feel like it's healthy for men to be able to unpack their emotions and process an issue and to digest the situation around them instead of disconnecting and just chalking it up to life and its bullshit and manhood. No, fellas, it pays to have clear thoughts. Like, having freedom in your mindset is one of the most euphoric feelings in the world. You know, our only limits in the world is our mindset. You can truly do whatever you put your mind to. All it takes is time and the will to learn it and the will to, you know, execute on it. Seriously. And so, let me get on the women for a second. Because I got a lot to go through, honestly. Because this is a real thing. These gender roles are even confining women to the point where they have to, they're doing all of the shit that men can do, and they're putting that awesome femininity on it, but they still have to prove themselves as being a true woman. Like, let's look at women athletes. They run fast, jump high, do all of the things that male athletes do, you know, on par with some of them. Let's be honest here, you know, but on top of them running as fast as they run, or jumping as high as they can jump, or swimming as fast as they swim, on top of that, they still have to try to push that feminine side. They still have to wear the nice sew-ins and makeup and nails and all of these things, because men are uncomfortable with women that can do what they do and to some degree do it better in some instances. And so women have to navigate life very differently, you know. And I really wish I was able to have a woman on right now to kind of talk about this. I don't know the struggle you all face, like, you know, the ins and outs of that, just like you all don't understand and know the struggles of a man, you know. But just from what I see and what I hear from my female friends and things like that, you guys walk a very tight rope too when it comes to these gender roles. Like, today on IG, y'all, when I tell you, my DM's been jumping with responses today. I got 4 responses from the fellas. Well, I got about 7. But it was more so on the both side instead of like what men think women should do and stuff like that. I guess y'all learned y'all lesson about let women do them. Like, hey, let women handle women, okay? And so the women blew me up today with the top response I got was, fellas, take out the damn trash. I think that's the only thing that women want men to do. And I think if men took out the trash more consistently, they would be just fine in their relationships, you know? And then the second most response I got was obviously car maintenance. And I want to kind of dive into that. I want to unpack that a little bit, because the conversation that has been the bane of my social media presence is that conversation of, what do you bring to the table? Well, let's talk about that. Guys, I wholeheartedly don't think that when a woman is asking you what you bring to the table, that it is focused solely on the tangibles. And when I say this, I feel like what you bring to the table should, you know, you have tangibles. Yes, of course you have. You make money, you can provide, you can do all of these things. But I don't think she will look at you any less if you don't know car maintenance, if you don't know how to build an engine from the ground up, like things like that. I really feel like women, where they were coming from with the, a guy should know how to fix my car, a guy should know how to do this and that I feel like they appreciate the insight more than you actually know how to do. Because I don't put pressure on a significant other to do a lot of shit for me. You know what I'm saying? That has to be produced, per se. Yes, you can fold my clothes, you can help me wash the dishes, you can do stuff like that. But when it comes to the product, you don't have to produce anything for me. I don't want to put that kind of pressure on you. Fellas, I don't think the women want you to build them a car. I don't think they want you to change their oil. Yes, they would like it, but I feel like you accompanying them to the mechanic to make sure they don't get, you know, finessed, I feel like that's perfectly acceptable. You know, women do not, just off the average of what I've seen, you know, don't want to have to handle car maintenance. That's something that a man should do. You know, fellas, you guys probably don't want your woman outside cutting the grass and washing her own car and things like that. You know, there's certain things that you want a man to do, certain things that you want a woman to do, you know. And guys, basically what the women told us was to take out the trash, help clean up, things like that. Because that's what I was getting on the both side, things that both people could do. Like, men and women can cook and clean. Like, it shouldn't be confined to only the woman, you know. And guys, I feel like we have to get out of this archaic mindset of the man is the voice, the end all be all of the household, because behind every strong man is a strong woman. For every solid, strongly built foundation of a household, it stands on multiple different pillars, you know. And a guy is not going to bear the brunt of all fronts when it comes to the storms that you have to weather in relationships and building a family and establishing a legacy. So it's important that the man and woman both get a nice voice, a nicely portioned voice for whatever works in your relationship, you know, in the household. Don't put all of the responsibility on your partner to carry the weight of the shit that you don't give a fuck about. You know, I saw on an episode of Love and Hip Hop where Mendeecees and Yandy was trying to handle an issue with her daughter, and he had the issue. He made her present the issue, and then when the shit hit the fan, he dipped because he lost all of his emotional connection to that issue. Guys, if we are going to step out of these gender roles, we need to understand how we can support one another in picking up the slack on either side, on either end of the totem pole. Men probably don't want their woman outside cutting the grass, but hey, if you want to grow this damn garden, I'll expect you to come outside and tend to your garden, man. Like, for real. You know, and guys, if you're not going to pay all of the bills, 110% of the bills, then maybe you could help clean. Maybe you could help cook. Maybe you could do some of those things that you felt were feminine, so to speak. So I want to challenge everybody to kind of think about where certain gender roles and things came from in your family. I asked a couple of my followers today, like, given the opportunity, would you have liked to have known how to work on cars? Would you have liked to know how to tend to the yard, like cut the grass, weed eat, shit like that? You know, and I'm just wondering if women avoid that because they were either A, not given the opportunity to learn that, or they just, you know, truly feel like they don't have a place in that, you know. But we see so many women doing literally everything. I told you guys earlier, the only limit is your mindset. That's the only limit we have in the world. So there are people that do any and every single thing every day. Like, it's really mind-blowing to see, you know. So I don't want us to be confined in so many of these gender roles that we lose the freedom and liberation of living the life that we want to. I feel like gender roles are the last barrier to a lot of our mental and emotional freedom. I feel like releasing ourselves from the shackles of toxic ass gender roles that women should only do this, men should only do this, that will actually open a conversation to a deeper level of understanding between the sexes. It could also eliminate that my trauma is bigger than your trauma, my struggle is harder than your struggle, because especially Black men and Black women, we disconnect when it comes to that. We always try to beef when it comes to that because we feel like neither side understands the other. Those gender roles that have crippled us because men are taught to not be vulnerable, not to express themselves, and women are taught, or it's just from what I see, from my perspective, women are pushed towards use that emotional part more to help make your decisions. And so it really causes a conflict in me when I see shit going sideways between men and women, because we have so many different walls built up to try to overcompensate towards each other that we end up missing the point of the whole conversation in the first place. You know, so how deeply rooted are these gender roles into our traditions, into our norms, into our values? How deeply rooted are these things that it has clouded our vision of how we interact with each other today, how relationships look? We constantly judge others on their relationships and what we feel like it should look like, all of these different things in social media, you know, because of norms that were pushed on us that we probably don't even agree with. We are confined to a lot of the traditions of the majority instead of truly sitting down and figuring out where our thought process on this came from. Why do you feel the way you do about this issue? Was it because someone told you you should feel this way? Or was it because you were taught that you should feel this way? Or was it because, like, this is truly your thought process? This is truly an idea that you organically arrive to yourself, you know? Do you feel like women hold a place as a head of a household? Do you feel like men can also lead but be submissive at the same time to compromise? Do you feel like the man should pay 110% of the bills and you not even have to lift a finger? You don't have to work or something like that. Where do these mindsets come from? The moment and the minute that we can unpack that, the moment and minute that we can arrive to a clear consensus of where that archaic, or where these archaic and old mindsets about relationships and what a man should do and what a woman should do, when we finally arrive to that point where we know where the root of that ideology came from and we can pinpoint the issues we have with it and correct it, I truly feel like we can create a much better society and a much better community between Black men and Black women. Yeah, I've been ranting. I might have lost the point of what I was talking about at first, but I really feel like everything I've talked about tonight is valid in the sense that I'm trying to open the door to a conversation. I want us to truly look at what we are putting into our minds about what a man should do, what a woman should do. I really feel like women should have power and control over their bodies. Men should not be in a room making laws about what a woman can and can't do with her body. Period, point blank. You're not a woman. You can't speak on their plight. You know? There's a lot of issues that we can go through about the inequalities between men and women. And we can definitely take a deep dive into why they exist and how they've even gotten here. But I will say, nothing changes until we change the mindset. So until we hold ourselves accountable for thinking the way that we do, until we hold our brothers and sisters accountable for reinforcing a lot of the bullshit that has, you know, pretty much run rampant in our communities, nothing's going to change. So reflect, sit back. Where did your ideas about gender roles come from? Do you feel like men should be confined to a set amount of roles or a set amount of duties? Do you feel like women should be confined to a set amount of duties or a set amount of roles in every aspect? You know, let's think about that and let's correct ourselves in the process. Well, guys, that has been another episode of Goodfellaism. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please do not hesitate to DM me with questions, comments, concerns. Shout it out on the page, whatever it takes, you know. I want to open the doors to the conversation, and this is a safe space. Until next time, guys, be good, fellas. Be lovely, queens. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to the Culture Caviar Podcast. Be sure to check us out on IG at Culture Caviar Podcast and Twitter at Culture_Caviar. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. We'll see you here next time.